Campus speech isn't just lofty discussions about complex topics. There's the seamier side, slang and slurs that are racist, sexist, anti-gay. The court struck down the UW speech code in the early 90s. Shortly thereafter, Madison's faculty senate essentially quashed similar restrictions on teachers, deciding they shouldn't be punished for saying something others might consider offensive. There's a wide range of what's merely irritating and what might cause more serious harm. A Hispanic graduate student at UW-Madison says she often feels slighted when professors get her name wrong.
My name is Marla Delgado, and I have a lot of instances where a lot of professors and TAs take a look at me, see that I am of Mexican descent, and assume my name is Maria.
Delgado says it happens a couple times every year.
Professors and teaching assistants need to be more aware of the little things that sometimes can get to students, particularly students of color.
The now-defunct speech code was one of several efforts on the UW-Madison to improve the climate for minorities. Donald Downs is a political science professor who helped get rid of the speech code.
I'm a fan of diversity. The question is the means to the end and how we conceive of it.
Now some Madison faculty are questioning the need for diversity training and possible sessions on sexual harassment. The administration wants them in the wake of accusations women made against a high-profile UW employee, former Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs at Madison, Paul Barrows. Political science professor Downs says such restrictions on campus speech might sometimes be beneficial and necessary, but he's concerned too many campuses are trying to squelch free speech in an attempt, he says, to be politically correct.
Most of the repression on campuses come from the left. Now that's starting to change. We're beginning to see the rise of censorship from the right again. In my view, that's equally problematic. I mean, I've written publicly in favor of the rights of Ward Churchill, even though I have problems with him as a person. He has free speech rights like anybody else.
Ward Churchill is the controversial Colorado professor who gained notoriety for comparing the victims of the World Trade Center attacks to Nazis. Earlier this year, protesters tried to prevent Churchill from speaking on the UW-Whitewater campus. Others, like Milwaukee talk show host Charlie Sykes, defended free speech rights outside the building where Churchill spoke.
With free speech comes the responsibility, a grave responsibility, and part of that responsibility is to speak back.
The controversies over campus speech continue to crop up, not only on the podium, but in the paper. One example is a court upholding censorship of a student newspaper at Governor State University in Illinois. The student paper had printed articles highly critical of the campus administration. A group called FIRE, or Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, wants the Supreme Court to hear an appeal of the case. The group also fights against speech codes. Their latest target is Northern Arizona University. For the most part, campus speech codes appear to be dwindling as courts strike them down. Sheldon Steinbach is a lawyer with the American Council on Education.
After the Wisconsin and Michigan cases, most state universities pretty much dropped their speech codes, and when Stanford withdrew its speech code, most of the significant private institutions throughout the country removed theirs.
That's one of the points Professor Downs makes in his new book, The Growing Nationwide Effort to Abolish Speech Codes. Campus speech codes, or variations of them, still exist in Wisconsin. Professor Downs is reviewing a civility code that St. Norbert's College plans to implement.
And I'm kind of worried about it because, you know, I don't want to end up sort of sanctioning what will end up being a speech code, but I sort of figure they can do what they want at St. Norbert's College. It has a religious objective.
The American Council on Education says most colleges now deal with hate speech by using a broad student conduct code instead of relying on rules specifically regulating speech. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.